people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. All you have to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I want to tell you about the latest newsletter that I didn't get around to doing in the first hour. Also, a little in Howard's Garden. This hour is brought to you by the website and the members area there, which is the Organic Club of America. It's the green button there on the left-hand side of the homepage. There are some extra benefits there that aren't in the very deep part, the public part of dirtdoctor.com, including videos and some seminars that we've done in the past and things like that. And there's other benefits too. You can check it all out by clicking on that button. But one of the things we put in the members area, whenever we do a new slideshow or a new video or something, we put it in the members area first. We give them first priority, plus they get first priority on answers to info@dirtdoctor.com just from a volume standpoint. That's how that really got started. But we did a video slideshow, basically what it is, of one of the interesting trips, one of the most interesting trips we've our families ever taken, Judy, Logan, and I. And it was to a little bitty place in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that isn't near anything other than water, called Easter Island. And we turned it in. It's pretty long. We cover, put a bunch of slides in there. Probably ought to cut it down some. But if you can suffer through it all, there's a lot of shots there of the place. And since it's so hard to get to, we thought it'd be good to put it together. And we put it in the members area first, as we always do. But I decided, since this is such an unusual one, that we would a little bit more quickly make it available to everybody. And the way we've done it is we put it, there was one of the things that spurred it was there was a new story that came out about the fact that people, some researchers were discovering that these big heads, these moai, that are on Easter Island, that you've all seen cartoons. There's a cartoon in the newspaper about these heads, or it's in the cartoon strip a lot. But anyway, they discovered that these the heads were just part of the statue, and the bodies were buried. Well, everybody knew that already. I don't know why they acted like it was such a big deal, because volcanic activity and everything covered a lot of them up, plus just rain and erosion. Because the people that live there basically took a treed island and denuded it. They overgrazed it with goats and various livestock and turned it into almost a treeless place. Thus, a lot of erosion happened. And that's why they're there. But anyway, we put the latest newsletter that's going out right now that everybody can access. If you're one of the 110,000 people that are already signed up, you'll get it. But if you're not getting the newsletter currently, you can go to the archives right away, and we'll put it on Facebook for you, too. You may even end up on there before we finish the show. And you can click on the story that was recently written, because there's some interesting photographs there that I don't have, of excavation of some of the moai, these statues and things that you'll find interesting. And then right beside that is a link to my slideshow and my photography of Easter Island. So that's now available for everybody. It's in the current newsletter, so check it out. And you won't have to go through all the trouble that we went through to get there. The way you get there, you go to Chile, you fly to Chile, which is a long flight from here. And then it is literally a five-hour flight from Chile straight west to Easter Island in the middle of the Pacific. The worst part of the whole thing, and I knew it was coming, is that they sprayed you with pesticides on the plane. So that's another reason for you to enjoy my photography and not get sprayed like I did. Back to the phones. The telephone number 866-444-3478. It is Chris's turn in Waxahachie, Texas. Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
There's Chris. What can I do for you? This is Howard.
I'm having some trouble with some fungus on my cantaloupe leaves.
Okay.
I don't know if they're blight or not. But
kind of a white powdery looking stuff?
Well, more white spots.
White
spots. About pea-sized pea spots.
Huh.
And then the tips turn brown.
Okay. It's probably fungal, Chris. Fungal diseases, as opposed to bacterial diseases and viruses, one, they're the most common thing we run into on vegetable crops and landscape plants as well. Plus, fungus will tend to make round spots and amoeba-shaped spots and free-form spots that cross over the veins of the plant. Bacterial diseases tend to show up within the veins, so they're a little bit more of a geometric pattern in a lot of cases. And fire blight looks like somebody's put a blowtorch to the newest growth. So probably what you have is fungal disease. It's common. The most common fungal disease on cantaloupe is powdery mildew, which gives you the white powdery-looking stuff. And what you have is some other kind of leaf fungal spot. The diseases are the easiest things to control with the organic program. You can do it with cornmeal juice. You can do it with a rounded tablespoon of baking soda and a gallon of water, a rounded tablespoon of potassium bicarbonate in a gallon of water. You can put a cup of milk in a gallon of water, and it'll stop fungal diseases in almost every case. You can put some hydrogen peroxide with water. You can take hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, cut it in half with water. That's going to cut it down to real roughly 1% spray. And you can spray it by itself. You can put it in with the Garrett juice and spray it. It will stop the fungal diseases. The formula for making the cornmeal juice and all that kind of stuff that I mentioned is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But it's pretty easy, pretty common diseases, and pretty easy to control. What I'd recommend is that you spray Garrett juice, either your own homemade version using our formula or buy a commercial product, either one, and add one of those materials to the Garrett juice mixture. And the reason for that is that you get foliar feeding benefit from the whole Garrett juice mixture. Plus, it seems to have a little bit of indirect disease control itself.
Okay. Great. Yeah, we use the Garrett juice regularly.
Just add one of those things to the Garrett juice spray, and I think it'll go away and you'll be fine.
Okay, great.
All right.
My second question I had was on some fruit trees we just planted this spring, and then we covered the ground with a cardboard and layer of mulch. And the purpose of that is to starve the grasses and weeds around. And I got to thinking, well, for oxygen, the fruit trees.
Yeah, you're really breaking up, Chris. Did I understand you? You put down plastic and then put mulch over the top of the plastic.
We put cardboard.
Cardboard's fine because the microbes lead it up pretty quickly, and it'll turn into a beneficial thing for the soil. I just would not recommend to anybody out there to put plastic or the weed-blocking type fabrics, which are plastic, or any of that. But paper, cardboard, under the mulch, that's fine. That's no problem at all. In fact, that's beneficial.
Okay. I was worried that the air went to the root, to the fruit tree and kill those out as well.
No, it'd be temporary because the cardboard is going to break down pretty fast under an organic program. That's not going to be a problem at all.
Okay. Very good.
Appreciate the call. Her line was breaking up pretty bad. I hope you heard all that. I think you probably did. Edgar in Aurora, Illinois is next. Hi, Edgar.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Got a problem. We bought a house here about 2 years ago, and in the backyard there was a beautiful choke cherry tree, about 35 feet tall, 25 feet wide.
Great.
And it was, bushy, full. it had berries, the birds would be coming to it. And 2 years ago, we had a drought, and we kept the tree watered, and it was fine last year. This year, it is, you can see through it, the leaves, every branch has leaves on it, but the leaves are much smaller. It's still bearing berries, but it looks really, it doesn't look good. Now, the only thing we did in the last 2 years was the people that had the house before, they had some fabric under the tree and like just loads of white crushed white marble, mm-hmm. which we removed, and we took the fabric off, added soil and compost and manure to the
base. Sounds like you're doing everything well. Edgar, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk about it and not be rushed. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Be right back. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're talking with Edgar in Aurora, Illinois, about choke cherry, and it's kind of going downhill. You said that you took the plastic and gravel out of it, and it seemed to go downhill after that. That confused me a little bit. Was that
no? It had 2 good years after we took all that out.
Okay.
And then
okay.
This year, you know, there's some hosta underneath the tree now. It looks kind of nice, but it's just taking a dive. Now I was told it's an old tree. It might be 15 years, and it's just ending its life cycle.
No, that's not old. Is this a red leafed version of choke cherry? There's a reason I'm asking that, or is it green leaves?
It's green leaves.
Is it? Okay. Well, choke cherry is a really interesting plant. We have a native black cherry here in our area of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's across the south, I guess. It's just a black cherry, and it comes out in the spring, has beautiful white flowers, great fragrance, and then is green and has yellow fall color. Well, there's another choke cherry, and they both have exactly the same scientific name, botanical name, Prunus virginiana, and it's called Canadian red choke cherry. And instead of green leaves, it has red leaves all summer. I've got several growing here in Dallas. They're all pretty tough. The only thing I've ever seen harm them is they do seem to have a little bit of a delicate root system. When you did the removal, is there any chance that there was a little bit of a trauma to the root zone, to the flower?
Well, you know, I tried to be really careful, and and even planting the hostas, since I added so much soil on top, and I didn't go above the root, the crown of the tree, obviously. So I was really careful on when we added soil and put other plants underneath. So, maybe I cut. I don't think I did, but there could have been maybe one root, but I'd have to really kill a big root for the whole tree to go down tubes.
Well, not necessarily. Plants are a little bit sensitive to some what seems like fairly gentle work. Is this a small bed of hostas or a big landscape bed?
It's a pretty, it matches actually the gravel spot that they had. So it's 8 feet wide by 4 feet.
Okay, that's small.
Yeah.
I tell you what I would do if it were mine. I care more about trees than I do what's on the ground plane. I would remove the hostas. I would remove very, very carefully the soil that you've added for the bed. And if you are fairly new to listening to my show, you may not know that the most important thing for a tree is to keep the flare very high and exposed to air.
Right.
And covering it with any soil is a problem. I got a feeling when you added the soil and you planted the hostas, maybe it goes back to a little bit of the removal of the other stuff, we did a little damage. I think that if it were mine, I'd take it all out and not have anything under the tree but shredded mulch down at the proper level. The tree will love that and will probably come back without any trouble at all. If it does continue to kind of limp along a little bit doing the entire sick tree treatment, which is explained on our website, would be the next step. But you may not even have to go to that trouble. Just use the organic fertilizer on the site, and I think your tree will be fine. The choke cherries, the black cherries, or whatever, they got all kinds of names. They're really pretty tough, and it's interesting that they'll grow from Illinois, you know, to southern Texas and everywhere in between, it seems. It's one of those wonderful trees that has a wide range. But I think you just did a little bit of damage in the change over the transition and the new bed. It probably doesn't like much. It's a pretty drought-tolerant tree, too. So if you're watering quite a bit for the hostas, the tree probably doesn't like that too much. So go ahead and for the best thing for the tree is make the change and just have bark, just have shredded mulch under the tree.
Oh. Okay, now, do you think I should thin out the tree? Because, you know, this tree has a lot of little...
Nope. Don't need to do that. That's a fallacy that it does any good. About the only time that does any good, if you have to move a tree during the heat of the summer or spring, you cut it back because all that's going to die anyway from the move. As far as trying to get a tree to come back when it's in a little stress, you want as much foliage as possible.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I have one last thing, just in addition to this whole problem, is like before I listened to you a couple of weeks ago, I ended up putting stakes all around the drip line of the tree, hoping that maybe it was needed some fertilizer. So I know that's a bad thing I did.
Well, the company that makes those Job stakes actually does an organic one now, which would have been better. Their synthetic ones, I think, are not good at all. So what you want to do is what we talked about, and at some point spray with the Garrett Juice formula, the trunk, the stems, the leaves, drench the soil, and just kind of baby it back. But try to get the competition of all those plants that are at the base of it and that extra soil off right away.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, fertilizer, an interesting question. These guys that recommend chemical fertilizers are telling people not to fertilize right now because it'll cause disease in the turf and things like that. Well, yeah, the synthetic stuff will. And the high nitrogen or the nitrogen only, like 24-0-0, which is idiotic to use, really will lead to those disease problems, fungal diseases primarily. Putting out organic fertilizer now is highly recommended, and we think that, you know, everybody should do it, not only on flower beds and pushing production of them along, but all kinds of vegetables, herb gardens, landscaping, turf, yes, and everything else if you haven't fertilized in a while. If you've already fertilized, you don't need to do it again. But if you haven't in a while, it's a good thing to do. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, the birds and the Dirt Doctor are back. I'm sure you knew that you weren't going to get through this show without me commenting on the Open Championship that's going on. I just checked again before it commented. Our young friend Jordan Spieth is two shots back. big deal, really big deal. If he can do it, and it's a long shot still. I mean, huge long shot. Win three majors in the same year. Only one other person's done that. A gentleman by the name of Ben Hogan. So whether you're into golf or not, it's a pretty historic possibility. It's already historic what he's done, winning two. But if he can do three, it's just amazing. Let's see, something else I was going to tell you about before we move back. Oh, on the fertilizer thing, one of the arguments that the chemical fertilizer proponents will try to throw out and use, two things. They'll try to tell you there's no research about organic fertilizers, which is absolute nonsense. There's tons of it, and we have it on our website in the research area, the Texas Organic Research part of the website, and it's all over the place on the internet and in books and everything. Of course, we cover it a lot in our book called Organic Management for the Professional. But one of their other arguments is that a plant can't tell the difference between synthetic and organic fertilizer, and that the plant only takes in nutrients in the basic element form, the ion form, in a liquid solution. And that's nonsense, too. There's all kinds of evidence that plant roots, especially in a healthy situation with mycorrhizal fungus on the roots, which is what we encourage with everything that we recommend here, can actually absorb big chunks of things. And it's something that amazes me that they continue to try to argue. We know that from books and scanning electron microscopic photographs in books that plants can absorb very large molecules and even chunks of organic matter and even entire bacteria. So for them to argue this point is kind of embarrassing on their part. And they'll those same people will turn right around and talk about the fact that a plant can take in these huge molecules of things like herbicides and other chemicals, but they can't take in big molecules of fertilizer and organic stuff. I don't know how they think that a herbicide like Roundup kills. I guess they assume that the plant absorbs the chemical, this big molecule, disassembles it somehow as it's absorbing it into the plant, so it only comes in the ion form, the basic element form, and then somehow magically reassembles inside the plant. Well, the truth is the plant absorbs huge molecules and huge chunks of things. So this argument that all plants take in fertilizer the same way and that organic and synthetic fertilizer is the same is really nonsense. Beverly in Ardmore, Pennsylvania is next up. Hi, Beverly.
Yes, good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I have an ant problem, and I just wanted to do something natural. Organic.
Okay.
I have it inside and coming in outside as well. They're not fire ants, but they are, they're smaller.
I hope you don't have fire ants in Pennsylvania yet.
No, I know. I lived in Florida, so I do know about those.
Do you know what kind of ants they are?
I have no clue.
Okay.
No idea.
All of them besides fire ants are pretty much handled the same way. There are baits that we can make, and we cover those under guides on our homepage. They basically are boric acid baits with some kind of sugar attractant put into the mix. And you can make them yourself. You can get them commercially. The pest control companies have commercial products that have a bait and some kind of boric acid together that are commercial products that work very, very well. You can also kill ants inside the house with pretty and or repel them with some pretty interesting things. Black pepper works. Red pepper works. Cinnamon repels them beautifully.
Wow.
Orange oil or D-limonene will repel them and kill them if it hits them. You can clean with orange oil or add that to your cleaning products and sets up a beautiful fragrance and helps control the ants as well. The herb called tansy, T-A-N-S-Y, in other words, like pansy, the flower with a T. It's a real pretty fern-like herb. You can cut the foliage from it, and it'll grow anywhere in the country. Very easy to grow. In fact, it can become a little bit invasive, but you can take the foliage and chop it up and sprinkle it around. It will repel ants as well. But if you want to kill them, look at the baits that contain boric acid. There are commercial ones, and you can make homemade versions.
Fabulous. One question about the boric and sugar. What are the percentages to each one?
They vary, and I don't think anybody's got a hard, fast recommendation. I think most people, and I would be included in this, say that you don't want to use more boric acid than you need because it will repel them if you use too much. For example, one of the baits that you'll find on my website on dirtdoctor.com, and we've had a lot of people report on this one, doesn't have anything toxic in it at all. It has it's a 50-50 mixture of boric acid and sugar and Arm & Hammer detergent. Arm and Hammer soap detergent.
Yes.
And it has some borate and boric acid in it, probably. And it will attract and kill roaches extremely effectively, but it also is pretty good on ants as well.
Great.
So check out those, give them a whirl, and let me know which one works best for you.
Okay, one question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Tansy is a plant. I'm not a gardener, so.
Yes, it's a plant. It's a herb. It's a real pretty fern-like. It's on our, if you go into dirtdoctor.com and just go into the library and type in tansy, it'll come right up for you.
Okay, and the other thing you said, after the black pepper, red pepper, cinnamon, orange oil, a deaminate, what did you say? I'm sorry.
D-limonene is
D-limonene.
Yeah, it's the extract from orange oil. It's D-limonene. Or N-E.
D-limonene. E-N-E. D-limonene. And it's an extract of orange oil.
That's right.
Okay, and can this just be put on the, how do I apply this, just on the floor?
You can mix it with water. At inside, you can mix it pretty heavily. Outside, we use about 2 ounces per gallon of water, and we do that mixture because at that rate, it will not burn foliage of plants. Inside the house, you could put a tablespoon per quart. Make it much stronger, put it in a little spray bottle and spray it around and wipe it off. The only thing about using it too strongly inside the house is if you put it on some nice paint or varnish or finish on furniture, it will dull it. It'll mess it up because it is a solvent. So you need to have it fairly well diluted and don't leave a lot of it globbed around,
I'm so sorry. But when I spray this, it's going to have, if I use the one with sugar, should I leave it there to dry and
then
wipe it?
No, the baits are dry. They're made into little balls or put into little bait stations. The spray is just the orange oil or other kinds of orange oil products.
Mm-hmm.
The boric acid type things are put into baits. We don't spray it all over the place or spray sugar all over the place. Those go into baits.
I was thinking if I made it myself, but okay, I'll look for the baits.
Same thing. You make it yourself. You put it in little balls or into little bait stations and little boxes, match boxes or something like that.
And how long are they good for?
Well, until they're used up, pretty much. They don't really dissipate at all.
So the ants just come eat them, and then that's when they're gone.
Yeah, and if you can make them mild enough, they'll actually take them back to their colony. The commercial products are designed that way, and they kill out the colony, and so you don't have to keep treating over and over and over.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I so enjoy listening to your program.
Appreciate the call. Talk to
you're
you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Ruth in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Ruth.
Hi. I have two shrubs that are having problems there at the corners of the front of my house. One is abelia, my very favorite shrub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's been beautiful. I transplanted it about 11 years ago from the lake property where it was getting run over by cars. And it's just beautiful, except at the back, and this is the first time this has happened, there are dead branches, and I don't understand why.
Well, shading can cause that situation. Is the front of the plant where there's enough sunlight still looking healthy?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is there's no shading, really.
No shading to it, huh?
No, and this is the first year this has happened.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. You're organic and have been for a while, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
The only thing I can think of, the hawthorn is probably the same disease that hits Photinia, and it's probably a little worse this year because of all the rain that we've had in the past. I think that in both cases, Ruth, I would aerate the soil and apply the whole sick tree treatment to the Indian hawthorn and the abelia, and I think you'll see them both snap right out of it.
Okay, if I can get to them, they're shrub. I mean, it's all the way to the ground. If I can get to them to.
Well, if you can't aerate, that's fine. Just put the amendments out and throw them out like fertilizer on the surface, and then do a fairly consistent spraying of the Garrett juice with either cornmeal juice added in or a cup of milk per gallon or a small amount of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, well, I sure don't want to lose my abelia. That's my favorite.
Oh, I love them, too. Is it a dwarf abelia or a big one?
No,
must be a
dwarf. It's pretty good size. It's about 5 feet tall.
Yeah, that may be dwarf. The big ones, the full-size ones get quite a bit bigger than that.
Oh.
But in either case, they should be tougher than you're experiencing. So we got a little issue going on. Garrett juice as the base, and then one of the organic fungicides added to it's what I'd do.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. And those formulas, I talked about it in the first hour of the show, the natural organic fungus control, cornmeal, juice, milk, hydrogen peroxide, all those things are covered as far as the rates and all that sort of thing on DirtDoctor.com. Just go into the library and look them up. The hydrogen peroxide, for example, we've got a whole document about how you mix it depending on how concentrated hydrogen peroxide you bought to begin with. But all those formulas are under guides on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com and also in the library, the main part of the website. Got an open line for you, which is unusual this morning. Thanks for everybody being so eager to call in. Love talking to you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com. Newsletter's free. You just sign up on the homepage and you'll get it on a weekly basis. I'll be back. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow. If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The tip I was going to give you for the Victor pet tip of the week, I wanted to take advantage of it to talk about the dogs that we want to help one more time. Whisper is the dog this week, just a terrific-looking dog. This is the SPCA in Dallas, for those of you in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Just west of downtown Dallas, but wherever you are, we'd love for you to support your rescue organizations. We've got some animals that we've talked about in the past that still haven't been adopted: RuPaul, Chewy, Zoe, and Sparks. And we've got Whisper this week. They're all on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button there. Victor brings these little segments, and we appreciate it. We just think it's a terrific way to have a pet, is to rescue one of these animals. And Victor is the best way to feed them. It is a terrific line of products that are just the highest quality and the very best you can find anywhere. VictorPetFood.com, and their Facebook is great to go to, too. Both have wonderful pictures of a lot of great pets and a lot of good information. Not just about their products, but about other things as well. So check it out, VictorDogFood.com. Back to the phones, Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, next up. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, Howard. Hey, I got a question on potatoes.
Okay.
I bought some potato eye seeds from my local nursery here this year, and now I've got these, which I just found out, are seed pods. And what I read up on them, they said that that I won't get the same potato than the potato I planted. So my question is, what kind of potato might I be getting?
I'm not sure. You bought, go through it with me again. You bought some eyes, not the full seed potato, but you bought little pieces of potato?
No, I bought the whole potato and I cut them up into eyes.
Okay, well, they're going to grow back to be the same potato. I don't know who told you that, but that's not right.
Okay.
If they grow from that potato, they're going to be that potato. Now, they could have been crossbred, but you know, there's not any seed involved. It's just it's the sort of the seed, I guess. But you're going to have basically the same potato as that potato. If that weren't the case, you know, we'd be having different potatoes all the time from planting them the way we do.
Okay, well, growing it from the seed, from the seed pods, is that harder?
I'm not following you on the seed pod. If you plant the whole potato, the potato just grows. Those eyes are the beginning of the new growth and grow right out of that potato. There's no pod; it just grows out of the potato.
From my blossoms, I have these little green balls on top of my plants.
Okay.
They look like little cherry tomatoes.
Okay, and so that's what you're talking about growing them from?
Yeah.
Okay. I've not done that. I've just grown them from the seed potatoes. So I guess if there could be crossbreeding in that case, but to form that seed, and that's, you know, that could be something different, but I've never grown them that way.
Okay. I was just kind of curious on, you know, if I grew from the seed, what kind of.
Well, you planted, did you plant these seed potatoes in the ground?
I planted the potatoes from the eyes, from the, you know, potatoes tubers.
Right. That's the potato. You planted the potatoes.
Yes, I did.
And they're
growing
plants.
Yep.
Okay, that's going to form potatoes in the ground. That's going to be just like the potato you planted.
Right.
Growing them from the, any kind of seed that are produced, I suppose, you know, if that does work, it could be a crossbreed because you don't know who the parents are, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. You're going to get the potato production from these seed potatoes that you put in the ground.
Well, I was thinking about for the next year, taking those seeds and growing them. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know if it works or not. I'll do a little research on it, but I just plant the seed potatoes, and that's what 99.9% of the people in the world do. But I'll check that other thing, see if there's anything to it. Don't know.
All right. Neither do I. I think I'll plant me some seeds next year.
All right. Let me know how it works for you, okay?
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you,
Kevin. Let's go to Rochelle and talk to her in Spring Valley. Hello, Rochelle.
Hi. We have some hackberry trees that we don't want, and we were wondering when we cut them down to the trunk, is there something you can recommend that we could paint the trunk with that will keep them from growing back?
No, nothing that would be good for your soil or anything else. Plus, in fact, I don't think anything would really work very well. The best thing to do is just take a sledgehammer or a big hammer and smash the trunk up. I guess there is something you can do, kind of like we do with a bigger stump, drilling holes in it and pouring molasses or some kind of sugar into the holes. You could cover that smashed small stump, hopefully it's at ground grade, smash it up so it's kind of fibrous, put a whole bunch of sugar of some kind on it, and then cover that with a little piece of carpet or something solid, and then put mulch over that so you hide it, and that'll probably kill it.
Okay, the only thing is, if you put the molasses, will that attract fire ants, though?
No, not really. We use molasses a tremendous amount on projects, and we don't see any problem with that at all.
Okay, so you smash the tree up with a sledgehammer, and then you put
some sugar, and then put a little piece of fabric or plastic over just to keep the moisture and the sugar there, and then cover that up with mulch, and I think it'll kill it out. If you had something else, I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've got to take a little break, and then we'll be back for more of your questions right after that.